Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Baseball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Baseball. Tigers back from the LSU road trip where Auburn won the final game of the weekend. Joined now by Tigers head coach Butch Thompson. It has to make for a little bit better 5.5 hour bus ride home when you pick up a 7-5 win in game three.
Yep, it was just good. Guys hung in there all weekend, had a heartbreaker in game two. And you're right, that's a long ride back from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But the guys hung in there and found a way to win that last game.
Auburn will host Ole Miss this weekend at 6 o'clock on Friday, 7 o'clock on Saturday, and 3 o'clock on Sunday, the three games. We'll talk about the Rebels in just a moment. Look back on this past week. It started with a run rule win against Florida A&M. Just a well-pitched game from both Chase Alsup and Cam Tilley, who really had a very good week, period. And then offense took care of business and kind of a workmanlike attitude in the win against Florida A&M this past week.
Yep. Early in the week, I just thought Alsup and Tilly, you just mentioned, they were great. Really got first two games of the LSU series, we got two great starts. I thought that Watts had his best outing. I think it was 9 strikeouts and no walks, retired the leadoff batter each and every inning. Absolutely just a clean outing for him. And then Bauman was competitive for us. Had a shorter start yesterday with Myers, but we got their starter out. LSU had two really good starts to start the week and just didn't swing the bats. I think we had 5 hits in the first two games and then just came out Sunday against a freshman starter for LSU that's a great talent, left-handed arm. But we were able to find 5 runs right there in the first inning, started off by Chris Stanfield's leadoff double and just seemed to catch fire by somebody having a really good pass to start the game. Did enough over the course of the game. We added one. LSU did the right move. They put their closer in the ball game early. I think we scratched one in the third, and then later on when he got the pitch count, we were able to get one more huge run for it to hold up in the ball game. And really our bullpen was great. I thought our guys come in, Armstrong pitched out of a jam and then come back out and had a couple of base runners, and then Cannon pitched him out of a jam and then come back out. And then Parker Carlson's been great for us and just absolutely got us all the way to the finish line. That was a Burkhalter type, dumping him in the 7th inning of a ball game and him being there at the end. Just a really good outing for him. And you mentioned Tilley, a freshman to really Alsup and Tilley to get into that Tuesday game to try to grow and get better. And they both exceeded. Until he got to actually come back Saturday, had 7 strikeouts in a not a very long outing, but just back-to-back times where he really looked the part. His stuff was set. Seeing some growth out of him and our pitching staff, and then, you know, it was really good for offense. Carter Wright come back after not even being at the ballpark Friday. Caught a great game yesterday, but absolutely swung the bat. Cade Blue, young freshman, keeps playing and playing and playing. He had a great week, and I look at all four games. Even when he mishits balls, his speed's getting him down the line, finding his way on base. So a good, much-needed win for the guys yesterday.
On the weekend, Auburn had a team ERA of 4.56 in Baton Rouge. That was the second lowest ERA in the Southeastern Conference this weekend. Now, there have been times, weeks we've come in and talked about the pitching where it hasn't been going well. Needs to be celebrated how well this staff of late has pitched, and especially out of your starters. And you can say that really for the last 2.5 weeks for your ball club.
We have, you know, Mississippi State Club that was kind of disappointing. We've just been needing to get started. You know, it was such a hole. And sometimes when you're not competitive with the league on the mound, then you have to walk through becoming more competitive and still having some heartbreak to busting through. And, you know, I think what I feel horrible about this ball club, as soon as you start pitching it better, then all the injuries start showing up on the offensive side. I know the Saturday game, the 3-2 game, that setback, we had 5 guys in that starting lineup with less than 10 RBI on the season, right, and 6 guys with less than 100 at-bats, and that makes it tough. But they fought and fought and fought till the end to try to make it happen. So I was really glad for that offense to kind of respond. And not like we got a lot of pieces back. I think we got Mason Maynard's back for the game yesterday. But after you've been out for a couple of weeks, plus it's with your hand, it probably takes a minute for you to get your timing down. So really that young group that was fighting through Saturday, absolutely was some of that same people that got the job done for us on Sunday. But adding Carter Wright was a big help. That was the first RBI yesterday, and then he had another big extra base hit to get us going. So a lot of resiliency on the road. We had gotten those Tigers the last 2 years we had played them, and when they got the first two games of the series, you wanted to keep fighting because you played good against those guys the last few years.
Your mindset coming out of there Saturday, a very tough loss that you're within a pitch perhaps of at least taking that game into extra innings, and you've pitched it well, not hitting the ball especially well. How do you handle that? And how have you handled what at times has been a really tough season with regard to this team, and continue to motivate and inspire not only the team, but your staff as well?
Yeah, it's easy to throw a season away. And, you know, statistically, you know, we might have to concede this season at some point soon if you don't get on a magical a ride. That's really tough for a coach to do, in all honesty. But, you know, if I have to concede a season, then, you know, I stand by our past. I keep reminding our guys of our past, and I absolutely am convicted of our future. And that's the message that I'm trying to send. I started talking last week, I think, gratitude and just being thankful for what we got, and telling these guys I'm thankful for them and what's the right thing to do, what did we sign up for, what's our job, and trying to get guys to continue. I can see it in the spirit of Parker Carlson, so I'll grab that. I'm not in a position to where, you know, a few weeks ago when I knew it wasn't going well, you know, I said it's my responsibility. And I think when it's going great, you know, the coaches and the players, they get so much credit. And then when it's not going good, you know, I just want the blame to reside in my lap, because I think that's what I signed up for, to be the leader of this program. So in my heart of hearts, you know, that's my responsibility. But my responsibility to these guys is to keep them growing. All these sports initially were designed to create life lessons, part of the educational experience. And some of that's going to Omaha, which is recent. Some of that is hosting regionals the last 2 years, being one of five out of 300 schools that have done that. But that's, unfortunately, this is not the road, and these are not the lessons that you want to lead a club through or a program through at this stage. But nonetheless, that's what's been handed to us. And what's the right decisions? What's the right response? And so, you know, we were thankful these last 2 weeks to get to play in front of about, you know, 90,000 people. But it felt like a full house. I know these last six games on the road, be thankful to get to put this uniform on. But tell them you're thankful for them every now and then when things aren't going well. I hope they'll remember that. I hope they understand that. And I hope they look back that this was one of the toughest things I've been through, but it absolutely can be something to serve us well. I know when that ball bounced off Stephen Williams' glove in 18, I think that's why we scored 13 in the first inning the very next year of Game 3 of a Super Regional in Chapel Hill. You know, I think not getting that last out in Florida State in 17 created that Super Regional in 18. I think 21, with all the injuries that we went through there and tried to finish strong, I think that led to another College World Series in 22. So those are all the things that I'm reminding them of and what's important, and asking our coaches to keep coaching. But at no point, I've made it this long and I've made a commitment to these guys that I'll absolutely hang with them, stay with them, and finish as strong as we possibly can.
Can't wait to see how the 25 team responds.
Absolutely.
For the week, Auburn's pitchers had a 3.86 ERA, 43 strikeouts, only 11 walks in 32 and a third innings. The 43 strikeouts, along with the ERA at LSU, were both second in the SEC. What have you seen as a change or the improvement in the pitching staff here in the last 2.5 weeks or so?
Well, definitely strike one. I talked about Watts got moved into that position and really hadn't started. That's a sophomore. That's a junior college transfer. And you could see early on he was throwing it in the zone, but maybe some some good passes at him. But I just the texturing, I think sequencing's got better with the first-year pitching coaches got better as we've gotten along the way. Now that you've had some guys set in there for a few weeks, Bauman was struggling in the bullpen. Now that we're working towards starts with him, there's been more command, more competitiveness. That was just a trustworthy piece of a veteran that we had to find a way to help, let him help us. Having two left-handed starters, I think, has helped. And then the most disappointing stat I have this year is in our 21 SEC ball games, we've given up 49 home runs and we've hit 19. So just short of a home run a game on our side, but that's been egregious. I don't think I've seen that in my career with the home runs given up. The open base concept's been better. I think you saw that if you've watched how we handled Jordan and Hines at Mississippi State, where you might – there's a difference between a non-competitive walk and a productive walk to try to handle and take care of an inning. I think you saw it with Tommy White this weekend, who I have as much respect for as any hitter in college baseball. But we used the aggression against him a few times with that open base. Those are things that we couldn't do 3 and 4, 5 weeks ago, no doubt, that I can absolutely see a roadmap that's keeping us in games and giving us a chance. And it's absolutely done that these last six conference games for sure to keep us in ball games. Just the inflatedness of guys getting 3, 4, 5 runs, the big innings. You don't have much opportunity to coach. We were pitching around guys with open bases. We were intentionally walking guys. We were doing everything that we could. We were putting Bobby Pierce in defensively, even though he can't hit. It was just a little more normal these last couple of weeks of being able to manage and work through a baseball game.
You mentioned Mason Maynard. He returned to the lineup for the Tigers this weekend, both offensively and defensively. We saw Bobby in left in a couple ball games. Did not see Ike Irish in the games at all. With no midweek game this week, what are the prospects for those three moving forward now for your ball club?
Yeah, Bobby is to the point where it's just on him. He's taking batting practice each and every day, so you're seeing him in the rounds of BP and pregame. If he gets to the point, he can keep kind of the hand on the bat. We still have a lot of one-handed swings, and especially as the weekend goes on. So I think a competitor will come to you at some point and say, all right, I can have an at-bat now. Mm-hmm. So we're leaving that with Bobby at this stage. Ike has been in a boot more precautionary the next few days where somebody just don't step on him or something in a crowded dugout. I think for you to want to get an elite hitter back like that, you want to get some swings in. So hopefully as early as today or tomorrow, we can do that. I'm hopeful. You know, that's a tall order with any team in our league, be a tall order having somebody that's knocking on 50 RBI and double-digit home runs not to be in there.
Right.
I think that helps Cooper Murray. People that understand the game would understand that. Cooper's had some tougher at bats and had a tough series, and he's got to be willing to maybe take his walk. Because when you don't have somebody sitting right behind you supporting you, they're doing the open base concept, whether anybody's on or not, and forcing the next guy in the lineup to get you. So I think Ike and Bobby being out has hurt, like Cooper McMurray, a great hitter with great statistics that's still in there every day because of that. It's not the same level of protection that resides right behind him. So he's seeing a ton of breaking balls in the dirt and a ton of fastballs elevated that, I think if he could have it this weekend or these last couple of weeks to do over, he would probably not swing the bat as much and all the things we talk about. But those are adjustments that maybe he makes. But probably the biggest or the best solution would be to have one or two of these guys to come join the lineup these last 3 weeks as – every game is our postseason now, and every game needs to be won. There's still, this team's still fighting, even though we talk about and look at the big picture and the season and moving forward and things of that nature. This team's still fighting for a spot in Hoover, and until that last pitch is made that deletes us from that opportunity, that's exactly what we should be working toward. So getting some of these pieces back to the lineup, I think, could absolutely make a difference. The teams that we play, the Ole Miss Rebels, going to Missouri and playing those guys, and then you get to play your rival. Why would you never not want to show up for that and give your best? But these next two weekends, we're absolutely chasing people that you potentially can catch for an opportunity to get to Hoover, win the SEC tournament, mm-hmm. and get in. And that's what you're always shooting for. So that gratitude and thankfulness shifts to an opportunity of at least you get to have a hand in your own outcome by getting to play the teams we get to play the next 2 weeks.
Thoughts on the Rebels coming in, Coach?
Good team, kind of matched us pitching wise, just trying to find their way. But they found another weekend worth of wins, I guess. Probably two or three games off of those guys. And if we absolutely have had multiple chances to be even right there with these two teams. But so we have ground to make up. There's no doubt. And the best way you can do that is head to head. A good lineup, like every SEC lineup, every one of these lineups, if you're not pitching the way we are now, that can absolutely, create damage, extra base hits, home runs, which we experienced earlier. Hopefully that continues to stay decreased. This trend continues to being competitive pitching-wise. If we could get a couple of pieces back, we do feel like that we do have, an opportunity to score some runs here at home. And we didn't take advantage of that on our home stand the last time, but the game keeps presenting opportunities, and it'll present that to be at home, hopefully get some pieces back, create some offense, and continue this consistent pitching.
The challenge of this week, you've got final exams. I mean, it's a different kind of week as far as training, getting ready for Ole Miss on Friday.
Yeah, finding the creases and the times to where, witness Ignaz Paderewski, the famous Polish pianist, talked about relating, or he was talking about piano. I related to baseball, and he was one of the best in the world. And he says, if I don't practice for one day, I know it. If I don't practice for 2 days, the orchestra knows it. And if I don't practice for 3 days, the whole world knows it. And I think there's a lot of meaning in translation to baseball from the standpoint of, like, you still have to hit every day. You still got to take your ground balls every day, move your feet, throw every day. So we just have to find different pockets of time. It's unique. So I think tomorrow's 10:30 in the morning to get a practice in. Well, absolutely, with no midweek, that's kind of uncommon as well. Try to get about five innings in of squad game tomorrow, actually, to kind of represent that Tuesday ball game and to get some guys potentially an inning of work. Maybe, have seven or eight guys throw at least one inning apiece to potentially have them ready for the weekend, or keep guys sharp that hadn't been on the mound recently. I think Wednesday's more of a split squad where you'll have your hitters go for a while, your pitchers go for a while, and kind of work on their individual nuances to keep getting ready. And then Thursday, you'll come back to that normal Thursday team practice. So I think we're like 10:30, 1:30. So a little bit different times this week, but should line us up and get us ready for the weekend.
Friday at 6, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 3. Auburn and Ole Miss this weekend at Plainsman Park. We'll see you at the ballpark. Look forward to it. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
For Tigers head coach Butch Thompson, I'm Andy Burcham on This Week in Auburn Baseball.